I thought what I would do here is sort of pull back the curtain and give a bit of information about how we create the radio show, because one of the questions I always get asked by people when they find out what my job is how do you plan the show? How do you think of what you're going to say?
Basic you know, question. We all get it, I feel, all the time. This. Top two.
Absolutely, right? So
after you've got a face for radio joke.
Yeah, that's always goes in there, right? And then that question comes up. So it's time to pull back the curtain on how we create a radio show. It's actually really easy. There's only three things that we do on the show, and this applies to all FM radio shows. The first one is we pick news stories and then think of a way we can get you as the listener to call up with a similar story. All right? And that's called a phoner, right? And there, as an example of what we just did, there was a story about some people who, you know...
Scientists
who work out sleep stuff. Then we go, oh, what's a way that we can get a fun story similar to that? Mm. Let's ask if anyone sleeps in separate beds. Right? And that's how
that
works.
Why are you taking a turd in our own backyard, Trevo?
I'm not taking a turd. Okay. All I'm doing is explaining, answering this question that everyone always has. The second part of the show, and there are only three, is competitions, right? And there's actually only four types of competitions in radio.
Okay.
Right? The first is guess the noise. This comes in all different types of situations.
Oh, yeah. What's that sound?
Many different names, but
how's
the same game.
Exactly right. Here's a funny sound that we made or figured out. You've got to figure out what it is.
What was your ingenious one? You're like, what got dropped?
That's it.
What's in Jade's box?
Exactly. They're all the same thing. All right, the next type is beat the bomb. Now, this is basically things counting down. If you get too greedy, you might lose out. Then we've got...
What's our version? Beat the meat.
Beat the meat. Yes. There we go. Everyone's got their own little spin on it. The third type of competition is a quiz. Questions... Basic, simple, everyone loves it. You can play along in the car even if you're not on the phone. That's a fun little addition to that. And then the last type of competition is called cue to call. Basically, something happens during the radio. You've got to be listening really long, and then you phone up really fast. If you're quickest, you win.
You've betrayed us today.
What are you talking
about? You can't say this.
You're like you're making fun of it.
Yeah.
I'm just explaining how we plan things out.
He's making fun of himself.
Yeah.
All right, the last part is a personal story, and this is sort of what I've tapped into here, right?
Jade's not happy. Look at those eyes.
So my personal story was somebody asked me about how you plan a show, and I thought, let's reveal everything, right? And that's something funny that's happened in your life. And then what you have to do is think about a bunch of details so that everyone knows exactly what happened and can relate to the story. And that's what's called an observational, which is where you're watching out everything in the world to see what happened.
And this is what I... worst teacher I've discovered.
And this is what I call...
Because how you explain things sounds like you're taking the piss.
Wrapping the segment up. Thank you for that, Crevo.
You're
and this
welcome.
Is what I call a tease. Hamish is coming up next with the news, so you better wait around for that.